Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Hey there, Michelle. It's Ask Her time. We got three cool questions. Let's start with the first one. Oh, yeah. Well, the first one's right up your alley big time with the Skin Safe app. So it's, how can I get rid of acne spots? Hey, man, we've all been there, you know, had a bad case of acne. And then you go, oh, my gosh, with the pink thing already on my face. And what do you do with it? There's all kinds of home remedies, from lemon juice, which has some bleaching properties. You can make a little paste with, I know, baking soda for exfoliation. Honey is actually quite good as an anti-inflammatory. Aloe vera, ice cubes, all that stuff's cool. Talk to us about Skin Safe. Tell us, you know, where that fits in here, Michelle.
Well, it fits in because, you know, it isn't about what you're putting inside your body. It's actually what is on your body and what products you're using. So, you know, you have to look for allergy-free product. And that will help. It helps a tremendous amount with acne patients. But if they're looking, to do some type of scar treatment,
right?
Then we have to look at, you know, cortisone creams. We have to look at skin lightening creams. We have to look at the laser treatments, which there are a lot of new lasers out in the market today that help with this. That help with acne. And also you can do like a Juvederm or some kind of filler, and that has worked very well in the past
and retinoid skin products are really, really good because they have almost like a little self peel in there. Exactly. Chemical peels, micro, you know, dermabrasion also works very nicely. But, you know, let's just also use some common sense. Protect your skin, from direct sunlight.
Don't SPF. Don't rub on that skin. Don't scrub that skin. Don't use hot water on your skin. All those things are so bad for you.
You know, and see a facialist and have a conversation about some regular exfoliation. Do not pick at those red spots and scars. Ooh, you're going to make it 50 times worse. Please don't do that. And then, oh, you know what I'm going to say because of who I am. Eat a balanced diet, for crying out loud, and drink tons of water. And by the way, exercise. It gives you that phenomenal glow and you get better circulation up there anyway, one way or the other. So please do all of that. And then the Skin Safe app, Michelle, they can get where?
They can go to iTunes and they can download it on their phone, or they can go to skinsafeproducts.com. And I think too, Pam, people need to be patient, because it does take a little while for, you know, your body to switch over, especially when you're had this going on for a long time.
Yes, I got it. Okay, here's the second question. What are the best vegetables to eat for iron? Well, I know
what are they?
You know, talking about that, because women at all ages are having issues with iron. You know, bleeding, you know, with their menstrual cycle, and iron deficiency anemia is just so common, especially, you know, when we're running into problems with excessive bleeding, especially. So, you know, where's the best place to get it? Well, obviously you can take an iron supplement. But on the other hand, what you can also find is that the iron supplements can oftentimes be constipating. So why can't you just have, you know, some, I know, we've been there.
They actually make me sick to my stomach.
I know. Yeah. And so why do you do that when you could do this? So let's look at some health-aliciousness. Yeah, man, iron-rich foods. Okay, dark green leafy vegetables, spinach, Swiss chard, beet greens, kale, dandelion greens. They're actually one of my favorites. Arugula, butterhead, lettuce, and garden cress. Romaine, even red leaf lettuce. We love it all. Now, here's another one. Beans and peas. Soybeans.
Beans.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, you know, the edamame, you know, is so wonderful. Green peas, the yellow snap beans, black-eyed peas,
mung beans.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, I'm also a crazed person about lentils. We love lentils. must have lentils. Chickpeas are wonderful for this. So, you know, it's really easy. Oh, I love this one. I know you're going to turn up your nose, Michelle.
Yes, I am.
Brussels sprouts.
Ugh,
I knew you were doing
any day of the week.
Well, actually, here's the good news. Bok choy is filled with it, and so is broccoli. We love it. Broccoli is awesome. Kidney beans is good, too. So look at all the great ways you can get that, and at the same time, you're eating whole foods. Did you see, you know, like any processed food and any of that? No, this is all the real thing. So please, hello, you know, get with it. Asparagus is another one. Leeks and scallions.
Beets.
Yay.
Beets, too?
Oh, I love beets. Oh, I'm like a beet crazy person.
Me too.
Well, that leads us into something else, because beets are really good for exercise recovery. And our third question is, they really are. Actually, beet juice and beets in general are just the total best. How can I tone my body without gaining too much muscle or looking too bulky? Listen, I just really want to make sure everyone out there hears me loud and clear, okay? The grand majority of women will never, did you hear me? Never read my lips. No, you can't do that. I'm on the radio. Well, anyway, will never look like Serena Williams. That is, it's genetics, right? And so when you work out, when you lift weights and you do your little thing, you're not going to get huge. The grand majority of women don't. They actually get more lean and tight when they're integrating weightlifting. Now, Michelle, you're lifting weights with your trainer, right?
I am. Yeah. And it's worked really well for me. But I asked that question. I'm kidding.
You're so cute. Hello.
But it's the truth. I mean, I don't want to look like a man, right? I want to be toned and firm, but I want to still keep my, you know, womanly figure.
Exactly. And you have, and you've done a great job with it too, as well. You know, it's interesting. It's genetics really plays a huge role here. You're either going to pack on, you know, muscle easily or you're not. You're either what we call a mesomorph, or you're more like for instance, you're more like an ectomorph. You're very tall and quite slender. I'm more muscular. I'm a triathlete. I came from a very, you know, athletic family, so it's really easy. So may I just tell you out there, all right, I want to make sure you understand there are lots of ways to be able to tone yourself and build some muscle. Yoga, Pilates, and ballet are huge hits here.
Yes.
When you add intensity to all of your workouts, that does it too. It's really important to understand that when you lift weights, right, you don't have to be lifting
heavy weight.
You don't have to be lifting 95, you know, pounds for 15 reps. Really, quite frankly, you either lift lighter weights and just do it really, really well, or a heavier weight but just do fewer reps. Either way, you're going to end up looking toned and optimal. But listen, honey, you're not going to see any of this if you don't eat well. So don't be looking at me and saying, I want to get toned and I want to lift some weights and really have this great body if you go home and eat trash, right? So it's what goes in must come out, and you've got to have a balance of eating as well as physical activity on this one. So that's what's really important here. So come on, get on out there and rock and roll. There are three questions. So we've been doing, you know, what to do with acne spots. And remember, skin safe. Run on over to iTunes and get that app. Yay. We love that. And then all those wonderful vegetables with iron. Yeah. Like a whole boatload of them, maybe. Deep leafy greens. And the last thing is, go ahead and lift weights, honey. Just do it. You'll get toned. You'll look beautiful. All right. There you have it. Ask her. It's our Ask Her segment, and we're done for that one. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
You're listening to Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you have a health question that you'd like to ask Dr. Peek or myself, email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.